Hello.
Hello, my friend.
Hey there, how are you doing today?
Hey, doing pretty well. Thanks for asking. How about you? How's your day going?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. I had a nice yoga session this morning, and now I'm just enjoying the beautiful weather outside. What have you been up to lately?
That sounds lovely. I've been keeping busy with work, but I always make sure to take some time for myself. I've been trying out some new yoga poses, and I'm really enjoying it. I also recently started playing this new video game that's been keeping me entertained. Have you played any good video games lately?
That's great to hear. As for video games, I've actually been playing a lot of Animal Crossing lately. It's such a fun and relaxing game, and it's been a great way to unwind after a long day. Have you played it before?
Yes, I have played Animal Crossing before. It's such a fun and cute game. I love how it's all about creating your own little world and taking care of your animal friends. It's definitely a great way to unwind and relax. Do you have a favorite animal villager in the game?
Yes, Animal Crossing is such a wholesome game. I really like Bob the Cat. He's always so cheerful and friendly, and he's got a great sense of humor. How about you? Do you have a favorite villager?
That's a tough question. There are so many cute and interesting animal villagers in Animal Crossing. But if I had to choose, I think I'd go with Kiki the Cat. She's super sweet, and I love her little bow and her big eyes. Plus, she's always up for a good chat, and she's a great listener. Do you have any other favorite video games?
Oh, Kiki is a great choice. I also really enjoy playing Stardew Valley. It's a farming simulation game where you get to build and manage your own farm. It's really relaxing and fun, and there is so much to do in the game that it never gets boring. Have you played it before?
Yes, I've played Stardew Valley before and I absolutely love it. It's such a charming and relaxing game, and I love how there's always something new to discover and explore. One of my favorite things about the game is how you get to build relationships with other characters in the town. It's really rewarding to see those relationships grow over time. What's your favorite thing to do in Stardew Valley?
I completely agree. Building relationships with the other characters is definitely one of the best parts of the game. My favorite thing to do in Stardew Valley is probably fishing. It's really relaxing and there's something satisfying about catching all the different types of fish. Plus, you can use the fish to cook new recipes or sell them for extra money. What's your favorite thing to do in the game?
I really enjoy exploring the mines in Stardew Valley and fighting the monsters there. It's a great way to collect resources and level up your skills. I also love decorating and customizing my farm and trying to make it look as pretty and organized as possible. It's really satisfying to see everything come together and have a beautiful and functional farm.
Those are both great things to do in the game. I agree that exploring the mines and fighting the monsters is really fun, and it's a great way to level up your skills and collect valuable resources. And I love decorating and customizing my farm too. There's something really satisfying about making everything look just the way you wanted. Have you tried any of the mods for Stardew Valley? There are some really cool ones out there that add new content and features to the game.
I haven't tried any mods for Stardew Valley yet, but I've heard that there are some really cool ones out there. I'm always interested in trying out new content and features in my favorite games, so I'll definitely have to look into that. Do you have any recommendations for mods that you've tried and enjoyed?
There are so many great mods out there for Stardew Valley. It's hard to pick just one. One of my favorites is the Expanded Fridge mod, which lets you store more items in your fridge. It's really helpful when you're trying to cook a lot of different recipes and you need to keep a lot of ingredients on hand. Another mod that I really like is the NPC Map Locations mod, which shows you where all the NPCs are on the map so you can easily find them. It's really convenient when you're trying to complete quests or build relationships with the other characters.
Those sound like really useful mods. I'll definitely have to check them out. I love how mods can add so much extra content and features to game, and it's always fun to try out new things. Thanks for the recommendations.
You're welcome. I totally agree. Mods can add so much extra content and features to games and make them even more enjoyable. I hope you have fun trying out some of the mods for Stardew Valley. If you find any other cool ones, be sure to let me know.
Definitely, I'll be sure to let you know if I find any other cool mods for Stardew Valley. It's always fun to share new discoveries with friends. Speaking of which, have you tried any new outdoor activities lately? I've been trying to spend more time outside and explore some new hiking trails in my area. It's been really refreshing and a great way to get some exercise and fresh air.
That's awesome. I love hiking too. It's such a great way to get some exercise and enjoy the beauty of nature. I've been trying to do more outdoor yoga lately, which has been really fun and challenging. It's a great way to connect with nature and really focus on your breath and your body. Have you ever tried outdoor yoga?
Yes, I've tried outdoor yoga a few times and it's really lovely. There's something really special about practicing yoga in nature and feeling the sun on your skin and the breeze in your hair. I love how it helps you feel more grounded and connected to the world around you. Plus, it's a great workout too. Do you have a favorite outdoor yoga pose?
Yes, practicing yoga outside can be such a wonderful experience. One of my favorite outdoor yoga poses is probably tree pose. It's such a grounding and balancing pose, and it really helps you connect with the earth and the natural world around you. Plus, it's a great way to work on your balance and focus. How about you? Do you have a favorite outdoor yoga pose?
Yes, tree pose is definitely one of my favorites too. Another pose that I really enjoy practicing outside is downward dog. It's a great way to stretch out your hamstrings and calves, and it feels really good to lengthen your spine and feel your body opening up. Plus, it's a great pose for building strength in your arms and shoulders. Do you have any other favorite outdoor activities besides hiking and yoga?
Downward dog is a great pose too. I also really enjoy going for bike rides. It's a fun and low impact way to get some exercise and explore new areas. And if you're lucky enough to live near the beach, going for a swim or a walk along the shore is always a great way to spend some time outdoors. Have you ever tried any water sports, like kayaking or paddle boarding?
Yes, I've tried kayaking before and it was really fun. There's something really peaceful and serene about being out on the water and paddling along. I've never tried paddle boarding, but it's something that I've always wanted to try. It looks like a great workout and a fun way to explore the water. Have you tried paddle boarding before?
Yes, I have tried paddle boarding before and it's a lot of fun. It's definitely a great workout. And it's also a great way to explore the water and see things from a different perspective. It can be a bit challenging to balance at first, but once you get the hang of it, it's really relaxing and enjoyable. If you get the chance to try it, I would definitely recommend it.
That sounds amazing. I'll definitely have to give paddle boarding a try sometime. It sounds like a great way to challenge myself and have some fun on the water. Thanks for the recommendation.
You're welcome. I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a great way to challenge yourself and try something new, and it's also a lot of fun. Let me know how it goes if you do decide to try it.
We definitely will. It's always great to have new experiences and try out new things. Thanks for the chat. It was really fun catching up with you and talking about our favorite activities.
You're welcome. It was great chatting with you too. I always love talking about fun activities and new experiences. Let's catch up again soon.
Sounds good to me. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Go